That was Duran Duran, Wild Boys fading into the background. And as I mentioned to you, Eamon Darling will be in the house, I said earlier, with the wine of the week. And he is. Welcome, Eamon. Nice
Thanks,
to see you.
Thanks, Dave. And it's great to have a wine back under Radio Dave after so many weeks.
Yeah, we've had to sort of rock and roll around the title because clearly wine of the week is the thing and the show. But occasionally we do bend the rules and look at something different. But now different today we're back. And back with a bang. Benguela Cove Sauvignon Blanc 2023.
The Lighthouse Sauvignon Blanc Day from Benguela Cove. It's a 23 vintage, and I think you'll find this is going to be an exceptional Sauvignon Blanc from the farm and for coming into late spring and for summer.
Now, I see that it has, I see that it has a gold medal. But not a platter gold medal. This is a 2023 gold Vitis Vinifera. Vitis Vinifera. Sounds very Italian, but what does that mean?
It's one of the competitions that they enter the wine into overseas. You also get the Michelangelo Awards that they do overseas, Dave, as well. And they get gold for that. So this is one of those awards that has won, competing with other Sauvignon Blancs from around the world.
Okay.
And it's got a gold for it.
And what do we know about Benguela Cove? It's new to me.
Well, Dave, it's a very small farm. It's located in Hermanus. So Hermanus is situated between Hermanus and Cape Town, right on the coast. And the farm is basically on the lagoon where the Boyd River flows into the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
So the vineyards are on quite high, some are high altitude, some are low altitude, but they stretch for around 2.7 kilometers, so very close to the sea, and nice cool climate as well at the same time. So it gives you a nice cooler climate Sauvignon Blanc, which a lot of people in KZN like, that cooler climate, that citrus, that fruit driven up front in the nose Sauvignon Blancs. It's a very small farm. Winemaker is Johan Fury, so he's an exceptional winemaker. He's been there for a long time. The farm was bought by the Streeter family, who were looking to do something different. And they bought it there a good few years ago and knew nothing about wine. But because of the location, with all these lovely, beautiful wine farms all around them, they bought this farm with no experience. So they took on Johan, and since then they haven't looked back.
Wow, so were there new vines that were planted when they took the farm?
No, the vines are already there. Okay. They just took in a new winemaker because they were selling the grapes off to the local guys in the area, to the winemakers in the area. And they said, why must we sell our grapes? Let's make our own wine. Okay. And today we have Benguela Cove Vines.
Well, why don't we take a little splash and give it a whirl, as they say. It'll give you a very quick tasting and come back on the flip side of some commercials with an honest opinion. So here we go.
Do you need beautiful light fittings, top quality switches and sockets, or electrical supplies? Global Light Fittings is the place to shop. What about solar panels, inverters, or batteries? Global Light Fittings has you covered. With 27 years of great service and competitive prices, Global Light Fittings is your trusted electrical and lighting wholesaler. Visit Global Light Fittings in Platinum Park, Douglas Crow Drive, Bolito, or give them a call on 032-946-3085. That's 032-946-3085.
Gear up for the perfect adventure with the largest range of adventure gear in South Africa. You can find anything from tents, gazebos, cookware and mobile refrigeration to clothing, lighting and smart devices. Everything you need under one roof. Download our handy packing list online or browse our expert advice articles to get you ready for your next adventure. Outdoor Warehouse. For every adventure.
Yes, indeed. And talking about adventures, we've got a lovely adventure in studio right now with the Benguela Cove Lighthouse Sauvignon Blanc 2023, the wine that epitomizes cool climate, viticulture. And we've just poured a splash and given it a whirl, as one does on a Thursday afternoon. Yeah, I love it. It's like the politicians cheering you on with they drink the champagne and then they tell you to celebrate. So, but we're doing this, it's educational. Now, I'll tell you for nothing that I believe that this needs to be chilled down
a little bit more, Dave. Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not cold enough.
Yeah, because that's when you really get, I think, the full experience. But definitely. Even at shelf temperature, you can taste. What did you say? The oyster shell.
You get that little bit of salinity coming through on the back of your palate, Dave, and it's like even though no e-icers, but I have tried a long time ago. You get that little bit of salinity. It's like when you eat an icer and the shell kind of touches your palate,
yeah.
And you get that little bit of salinity on the back. That's something that that's coming through.
Okay.
Not the icer now.
So that's where you get the hint of the coastal climb and the chill in the air and the salinity that comes off the sea.
That's 100%.
But they say that if preserved green figs evoke childhood memories, this wine will pour itself into your heart. These vivid aromas are joined with notes of grapefruit and gunflint. Well, I'm not sure about the gunflint. Maybe the oyster shell is slightly better descriptive narrative.
Maybe somebody shot oyster with a gun.
Never been balanced with sweet tropical fruit and lemon candy. Well, sweet tropical fruit is there. Lemon candy, I you could call it that, I suppose, but that maybe adds too much sweetness to the description. I don't think it's overly sweet. I think it's beautifully balanced.
I think it's well structured. On the palate, Dave, it just gives you all those flavors that are there, and I think it's
carry on to explain that alluring fennel and maritime sea spray nuances carry through on the palate, and I think that's absolutely right.
I know if you ever stand maybe on a pier or at the coast and you get that spray, but it's not actually the spray, you get that
like a mist.
Comes and you get that little
Just a feeling
of it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And they say that even if it's met by a Granny Smith apple-like acidity and oyster shell-like mineral mouthfeel on the finish. Well, I think that's absolutely true in every respect. I like this wine.
Mm.
It's a kind of, shall we say, it's not terribly or overly complex. I don't think you have to acclimatize to it.
You
can just get straight into it and enjoy it. It seems to be well priced from what I can glean. What is it going?
It's 129 rand a bottle, which is for a Sauvignon Blanc of this stature, and I think it's very, very, very well priced at that.
All day long, that kind of value. It's a good wine. You talk to the experts, they will have an opinion for sure. Everyone has an opinion. I kind of represent Joe Niemand, just ordinary. And I know what I like, and I really like this wine.
It is. It's very, very good.
Easy to drink. And I would imagine it'll charm its way into your heart. Available at Tops at Lifestyle. Is there a tasting this weekend?
There will be tasting on Saturday, Sunday, Dave, 12 to 2. We will do a tasting.
So we're back to the regular wine tastings. Yeah. Lovely.
That's it.
I think you'll enjoy this, folks, if you are in the vicinity and make a trip to Tops at Lifestyle. And you'll find that this particular Benguela Cove Sauvignon Blanc, it's called the Lighthouse. It is a very coastal wine, the epitome of a cool climate coastal wine. And you know what? When you're getting towards summer on the north coast, you would, I think, appreciate the fact that a cool climate wine of this nature and vintage, because it's a new wine, doesn't need to spend too much time laying down and getting older. No. There's no oak to worry about.
Just put it straight in the fridge, chill it, open it,
and enjoy.
And enjoy.
At that kind of price point, you could afford to buy a case and literally, you can share the love.
Great. That's it, Dave. And think with the Lighthouse, from the history of what I've read about the farm, they have people who bought the farm actually, as far as I know, they actually built the Lighthouse.
Okay.
So it's a big attraction to the area as well.
So there is a significance there too.
With the label.
Next time you are in that part of the world, nudged by the Bot River Lagoon along the Atlantic coast, pop in and say, how's it, to the good folk at Benguela Cove. I'm sure that they would be delighted to give you a little bit of an explanation and a tasting, and you can stock up there. But, until you do the big trip and do all of that exciting stuff, you'll find that Lifestyle Tops is where your local supply of Benguela Cove Sauvignon Blanc 2023 is available, and in good measure as well. If you want to taste it this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 2. And while you're there, I believe there's a competition.
Dave, I tell you, the competition that we have running at the moment is just unbelievable. There's one for the liquor cabinet. That one was valued at 25,000. That finishes next week. The mechanics for that was spend 350 rand or more, pop your name and phone number on the back of your till slip and pop it in the entry box at the tills. That'll get you the entry for the liquor cabinet. But now, first time ever, Lifestyle Tops, we've done it again. We had the Harley Davidson.
That was a great competition, that the Harley competition.
That was brilliant. Now, this is something, hopefully, get very close to it. We're giving away a Campmaster Roadster 500 trailer, a trailer filled with 30,000 rands worth of stock. So there's beer, cider, whiskey, wine, everything you need for a party for Christmas is all in that trailer.
Wow, that's a marvelous prize.
It's unbelievable, and it's for a birthday. We'll be 20, our birthday is this year, so Tops, Super Spire Lifestyle will be, well, they opened in 2003, and then Tops opened in 2004, following year. So this
so
is for our
two decades babies. Of celebration coming together in a marvelous competition that you can, to enter, what is the deal?
Dave, it's as easy as pie. All you have to do, spend 350 rand.
Wow.
350 rand or more, your name and phone number on the back of the till slip and in the entry box in the store at the back of the tills.
And you can enter as many times as you like.
As many times as you want. The competition is started now already, and it runs right through till the 17th of November.
Yeah. And, you know, folks sometimes are a little bit jaded about these things, saying, oh, they're rigged, and it absolutely isn't. You need to be at Tops when the draw takes place to determine how exciting it is and how actuality it comes alive, because there is no... There's no question that it is an absolutely free and fair, transparent competition which is drawn on the most equitable terms, shall we say. There's no hint of nonsense, and anyone can win. Why shouldn't it be you? You've got to be in it to win it. Very simple. Mm-hmm. Just simply do your liquor shopping, where everyone, in fact, in Bolito goes for the biggest range, the greatest quality, the best service when it comes to liquor on the North Coast. That's Tops at Lifestyle. And my good friend Eamon Darling with his team in the wine section, we'd be too delighted to show you around. And, of course, you know, often people come asking, I'm sure, for suggestions for, well, you know, whatever the meal is or the occasion, or what should we try that's new, we like this or that. And you've got all that information.
We've got all the information there. Whiskies, yeah. Single malt whiskies as well. There's liqueurs, right range of beautiful tequilas, stunning tequilas, fully imported, very rare tequilas as well.
And I believe tequila is one of the spirits that people in the health industry are very fond of recommending in terms of
tequila.
Very,
yes,
very
Dave.
Clean. Very, you know,
it's natural. It's
yeah.
Very, very natural.
So you can say you're doing your health thing. And those competitions available to you this week. You've still got a chance to enter the both competition, but from next week, it's the Campmaster trailer with 30,000 rands worth of stock. And you can be very happy this Christmas if you want it.
I'm telling you, Dave, I wish I could enter.
Yeah, but in that sense, it is limited to, of course, your customers. So yes. There it is. You'll be fortunate, the fortunate winner, we hope, and I look forward to shaking you well by the hand. And there it is, another edition of the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week, brought to you proudly by Tops at Lifestyle. My very special guest, Eamon Darling, will be back again in a week for another Tops Wine of the Week.
Yes, Dave.
Till then, Eamon.
Yeah, Dave, take it easy.